Welcome to Sports at Large. Last Thursday afternoon, many across the American fruited plain joined in a spirited rendition of the Star-Spangled Banner, along with 20 young women standing on a podium in Milan, Italy. The women were accepting their medals after a heart-stopping overtime win over Canada in the gold medal match in the Winter Olympics hockey competition. The folks here in the States were exercising their constitutional right to support whatever cause they believe in, popular or otherwise. Very simply put, that's the essence of living here, namely the freedom to do practically any fool thing you want and to say whatever you want, provided you don't harm others or get in the way of someone else doing their thing. Those rights, those freedoms, don't fade away when someone wears American colors in individual or team competitions that take place either here in the U.S. or overseas. Yet, as we've seen and heard during the length of the just-completed Olympics, there's a solid core of American citizens who would just as soon see another group of Americans, particularly those who are athletes, keep their thoughts and feelings to themselves. Typically, the taunt from these folks is, "Shut up and dribble," and is aimed at basketball players like LeBron James or Steph Curry or WNBA players who dare to speak up on behalf of the rights of others. However, since there was no basketball in Milan, these culture crusaders turned their focus to figure skaters and skiers, with Tennessee Congressman Tim Burchett, for instance, telling them to, quote, "shut up and go play in the snow," unquote. Figure skater Amber Glenn noted that times have been tough in recent years for the LGBTQ+ community in the U.S. For that, she drew censure from a number of corners. Talk show host Megyn Kelly took particular glee in Glenn's fifth-place finish. Vice President J.D. Vance questioned whether freestyle skier Eileen Gu, who was born in San Francisco but competes for China, shouldn't be donning the red, white, and blue. Gu, whose mother is a first-generation Chinese immigrant, cheekily said she was flattered by Vance's attention and thanked him, saying he was, quote, "sweet," unquote. Far less sweet was the treatment skier Hunter Hess received after he said he had, quote, "mixed emotions," unquote, about life in America under Donald Trump. Trump responded in the calm, cool, dignified manner that you would expect, calling the first-time Olympian a real loser, adding that it was too bad Hess was on the team. In case you hadn't noticed, virtually all the criticism of socially active athletes comes from the right wing, from people who either cheered on or stayed conspicuously silent about the January 6th insurrection. These cultural warriors know all the words to the national anthem, but are blissfully or intentionally oblivious of their importance. It takes a special quality to be that dedicated to keeping people ignorant in the land of the free. It's not a quality anyone should be singing about. And that's how I see it for this week. You can reach us via email with your questions and comments at sportsatlarge@gmail.com. And follow me on Blue Sky, Threads, and X at Sports at Large. Until next week, for all of us here, and for producer Lisa Morgan, I'm Milton Kent. Thanks for listening. Enjoy the games.